Oklahoma City University, home of the Stars, has a new team in its constellation. Besides old standards such as baseball, basketball, golf, and soccer, the private university has added to its sports menu women's wrestling. They're one of only 8 colleges nationwide to offer women's only wrestling as a varsity sport. Larger schools have been hesitant to add the sport to their program, but officials at OCU and other smaller schools say it's a great untapped pool of tuition-paying recruits, and they point out that women's wrestling was made an Olympic sport in the year 2004. Here now to talk to us about this new emerging sport and its popularity is Jim Abbott. He's the athletic director for Oklahoma City University. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
Doing just fine. So, Jim, you're wrapping up your first year of the new women's wrestling program at OCU. How'd it go?
Well, it went terrifically. In fact, we have wrapped up our first year. We announced, I guess, February of 2007 that we were going to add this program. And here in May of 2008, we have finished our first year and been very successful at it.
How many women did you have on the team?
We ended up with approximately 30 members of the team. They came from all over the country, Texas, California, New York, Oregon, really just about everywhere except Oklahoma.
So, what was the final tipping point that made you decide that you wanted to add this to the sports programs at OCU?
Well, I think as we add any sport, Rachel, there are a variety of factors that we look at. I was surprised the more that we looked at the sport. Number one, initially, I was not aware that it was an Olympic sport, so I think that had a lot of influence on us. I think, our university exists to provide education to young people, and to us, it doesn't matter if you're a marketing major or a music major or what you might do. Ultimately, we want to educate young people, and we saw that there were almost 5,000 girls in the United States that wrestled in high school,
Wow.
but they really only had a handful of places to continue their career in college. And so, frankly, the more we looked at it, the more it made sense for us.
But you were initially a little bit hesitant, as I understand.
Well, I was hesitant. The primary reason for that was that we added men's wrestling as a sport only 2 years ago. So we had a relatively new coach who was about 6 months into his first season, and my real hesitance was, I guess there were two things. One was, let's take time and get your relatively new men's program off the ground. And then the other was, we have pretty limited facilities to essentially double the numbers of people that would be using those facilities for practice was going to be a stretch for us. But ultimately, as I mentioned, we looked at it and said, what the heck, let's move forward on this.
Did you get any flack from people? I mean, wrestling is a serious business, as I understand it. In Oklahoma, people take the sport very seriously. Were there people out there who thought, women's wrestling, are you kidding me?
There were. I guess you could say that most of the country probably is a little uneducated about women's wrestling. I've told this story several times now. We had a press conference to announce the introduction of the sport. Well attended. Every media outlet in the state was there. When the nightly news came on, not long after the story about adding the sport, my phone rang. And it was my brother-in-law. And I answered the phone, and he said, Jim, I have one question about women's wrestling. Is it going to be mud wrestling or oil wrestling, or exactly how is that going to work? And you can imagine I wasn't real pleased with it,
That's funny, though.
It's funny, but Jim, that kind of it bespeaks some larger kind of people are unsettled, I guess, about the idea of a women's contact sport, perhaps. Why is that different than rowing or basketball? I mean, why the cracks about mud or oil? Is it that contact, direct contact, that people are just like, this is a little weird?
No, well, it may be. I mean, I think you have people on both sides of it. But let me tell you, wrestling is no different than rowing or basketball or soccer or baseball or any other sport that we play. Ultimately, these young women work hard every day, And they work just as hard and are just as serious about it as any other student athlete we have. Here are the two sides that you have on it. You have the uneducated side that maybe want to dismiss it because they're not familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side of it is probably that segment of America that sees women as little girls with curls in their hair and a ribbon and a pretty Easter dress and really does not allow them to expand beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll just be honest with you. I wasn't sure what to expect. And our team is, just to go back to my original statement, they work just as hard, probably harder. Wrestling, you know, baseball practice, you hit a few grounders and you catch a few pop flies. But wrestling practice, you're
working.
You're getting beat up every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't explain society's view on it other than to, in my opinion, say that ultimately we're kind of uneducated about the sport, and probably we tend to compartmentalize our thoughts on what girls ought to be doing.
Well, Jim Abbott, thank you for talking with us about the new emerging sport, emerging popularity in women's wrestling. We wish you good luck in your upcoming seasons.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you for the time.
Thanks. Take care. Jim Abbott is the athletic director for the University at Oklahoma City.